Chris Cottrell with you on KDB Sports. Glad to be joined once again by Dean Gorsuch. Went into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame over the weekend. And, Dean, I know we talked a bunch and had a nice talk after the news came out that this was going to happen. A couple of months go by. All of a sudden, last weekend arrives. You're in Colorado Springs, and you're immortalized forever now as a Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer. How'd that make you feel?
Oh, man, it's such an honor. I'm still beside myself, you know. It's just such an honor. I don't know how else to say it. It's just such a blessing and an honor.
You probably thought a lot about it in the time, the weeks, the couple of months leading up to it, but then you get there, you realize it's real. You're surrounded by other soon-to-be Hall of Famers and probably Hall of Famers that have been inducted in years past. Just what was the overall experience like getting to see and meet everybody, people you didn't know, maybe catch up with some old buddies from the circuit that you've known from years past, just the overall experience of being there and taking it all?
You know, it was awesome. Just like you said, the only one that I really rodeoed with was Alan Bach. And other than that, you know, man, it was nice. It was just great to meet some of them other guys and see some, because shoot, I'd watch some of them on TV and when I was a kid, and it was just such an honor. I got to meet a bunch of the guys that were, you know, in the NFR in the 50s, 60s. I mean, my gosh, it was amazing. It was a great experience. I just still can't believe that I'm a part of it, you know, and it's such a blessing. I just am, I'm so humbled by it.
Were you able to use this as a little bit of a history lesson for your kids a little bit, to teach them a little bit about the sport and some of the names past, and kind of take all that in and use it as an opportunity to be dad also?
Yeah, it really was. It was fun. We, you know, you go through there and look at past ones that, you know, from a long time ago, and it was fun. It was, I just can't tell you how honored and to do, you know, my oldest boy, Taden, he rodeoed a bunch with me. I mean, he's went with me the most. Trell's went with me a little bit. Tegan hasn't ever really went, just because, I mean, he was there as a baby, so it was neat to kind of show him and he got to meet some of the people, and it was pretty awesome.
And with the type of family man you are, seeing some of the photos your wife sent me just from the weekend, the proud looks on all of your faces really is something that stuck out to me. And again, just that family mentality, it really showed through in some of the photos she sent over.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Like, that was, I mean, it was both me and Becca's dream. It was so awesome. And we both lived it together, so it was we did it as a family, and it was fun. It was really, really fun. I don't know how else to say it. I'm still beside myself a little bit.
So was the ceremony actually, was that on Saturday morning? What was sort of actually what happened? Did you have to stand up and give a little bit of a speech? If you did, was that a little bit out of your comfort zone? And just some of the ins and outs of what you had to do to get through the weekend and do it all.
You know, Friday night they did a big fancy dinner deal, and they give us a coat and everything, and we didn't have to do a speech then. And then Saturday morning we had to do a speech, and that is way out of my comfort zone. So it was that was the hardest thing to do, is to write that. Becca, she done, I mean, we did it on the way up, and without my wife's help I wouldn't have been able to do it. She helped me a bunch, and that she just kept telling me, stick to the paper. Don't get off, you know. She kept, every time somebody go up there, she stick to the paper, you know. It was funny, because I get to rambling otherwise. It was pretty fun. It ended up being, you know, got to see some people that, gosh, I rodeoed with a long time ago that were my rodeo idols that came to see me, and it was really fun. It's something I'll remember myself for forever. So
yeah, and it sounds like you just wanted to put that part off as long as you possibly could. You didn't even start to put it down on paper till the drive up.
Yeah, I didn't, and that was the thing, like, because it was oh man, it's just not my thing to really speak, you know. I mean, I love to visit. I love visiting with you, Chris, and it, but to like get up in front of somebody, I mean, that's just, it's a little out of my comfort zone. But it was great.
Hey, you got to brag on yourself just a little bit here, Dean. I mean, you got into this for the love of the sport, and now you're a Hall of Famer. I mean, personally, to be able to stand up there, if you sat back down after you gave your little speech and took a deep breath, were you able to just look around and say, "I did it. I'm a Hall of Famer. This is as far as you can come, and I've reached the pinnacle."
It was so awesome, like you know, just for it to soak in and be like, whoa, you just kind of take a deep breath, just like you said, and it's like, it's pretty emotional, you know. It really is, because it's something that you always want to be a part of, but you never know if you're going to be. And to be after it happened, you're like, wow, that just happened. It was very special. And to do it with, with my family, and my, my grandma and grandpa weren't there, but they were there. It was awesome. And my grandpa and grandma have helped me throughout my whole career. And my dad has been right beside me. And my, so that was, and to do it with Crappies, Dell and Jake were right there with me at every point. I mean, heck, I taught them how to bulldog, so it was very, very special.
And then get you out of here on this and wrapping up with Dean Gorsuch, now a newly minted Hall of Famer, and we'll keep it lighthearted on the way out. You recently threw out the first pitch over at Oregon Trail Park Stadium for the Big Legion Baseball Tournament. How would you rate, 1 to 10, what would you rate that that pitch you fired in there?
Well, that was way out of my comfort zone. So I don't know how I stepped up about halfway so that I could make the play. That was a lot of fun. That was really that was a lot of fun.
Well, I know you're out at the ball fields a lot with your kids, so I'm sure they were giving you some pointers heading in if you were sweating that performance a little bit.
Oh, they was. They had bets that I wasn't even going to make it to the plate. So it was. I was just really glad I made it to the plate. And it, I know a bunch of them Green kids. And they're great kids, and to be a part of it with them, I love watching them guys in their sports, and we got a great community, Chris, and I love Gearing, and I love everybody in it, and I just love watching our kids play their sports and be as good athletes and be good sportsmen. I'm really proud of them.
Dean, we're all proud of you. I know the community's been backing you for a long time, and people couldn't be happier and more proud and excited for you and your family. So congratulations. Glad the weekend was a big success, and appreciate a few minutes this morning here on KNEB, Dean.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris.